You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. The following program may contain adult themes, discussion, and content that some people may find offensive. If you consider yourself likely to be offended, then perhaps you'd like to tune to another frequency for the next hour. If you have any feedback or would like to see information about our other shows, please go online to radioreverb.com.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? It's David and Philip in the studio with
Hello,
me today.
Hello, I'm back.
You're back. Yes, Philip's come down to the studio, which is great. So welcome to the HIV Hour on this Thursday evening.
Yes, the Thursday before World AIDS Day.
Yeah, we've been gearing up, aren't we, to it? It's going to be a busy few days, isn't it?
Yeah, so how have you been, Josh? What you
Oh, thank you for asking. I've been fine, yeah. I'm just, as you say, just gearing up for a bit of this few events we've got going on.
Yeah.
DJed a little bit the weekend, which was nice.
Oh, with all the storms, it was quite strong.
Yeah, I didn't know how I was going to go. I thought, do you know what? But people still come out whether they're when it's raining and windy, they still want to go out and have a drink and have a bit of a bop, don't they?
I saw one of the newspapers yesterday. It said about five more storms before Christmas. So
oh, look forward to that.
We talked about doing HIV Hour weather, didn't we, last episode?
Yeah, we're looking for a weather girl, HIV weather girl.
Philip, do you fancy it?
Well, I don't know. I'll give any of you a shot. Why not?
How are you, Philip?
I'm good. I had to brave the weathers at the weekend for the Red Run.
Oh, right. How did that go?
I was taking part in that in Victoria Park. It was incredible. Yeah. Like, everybody turned out. It was a bit of a dampened event because, obviously, with the weather warning, we had to, close down all the stalls.
Oh, right.
But everybody turned out. There was over 2,000 people. We raised over £223,000.
Oh, right. That's really
and for
good.
Terence Higgins in particular, which I ran for with my friend Ellie, we raised over 16,000. Not me personally, but I think there was about 80 people running for Terence Higgins.
Right.
So they
as
raised about 16 grand. So it's incredible. It was an incredible day. And like I say, I ran as a condom packet.
As you did.
I did it. I had to make it myself because I ordered one online and it never turned up.
Oh, no.
But then Ellie's had turned up. So I was like, well, can't let her do it by herself.
No.
So we did it. So I made one like a Blue Peter.
Oh, really? Oh,
and, put it together.
Stick
it back plastic. Yeah. No, I just used some spray glue.
Oh, right.
Is there any photos?
We can see there's loads. Oh, right.
It was a condom.
We were like celebrities. Everybody wanted a photo with us.
I thought you would if you were a condom. David, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. So, funny enough, I was on the radio yesterday.
Oh, yes, tell us about that.
Sue and I were on Kathy Caton's Out and About with Kathy.
He's out with Kathy.
Yeah. So she was asking about, what we thought about this show being the world's longest running HIV show.
What did you say?
I waffled. I did my normal thing. I said how wonderful we all felt about it. I'm very proud.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, actually.
Amazing. So Sue talked about some of her experience. So it's more of it was like a chat between me and Sue and Kathy sort of just hosted us. It was like sort of almost like a fireside chat. It was lovely.
Yeah. I think that's how it works.
So you can if you search Out and About on BBC Sounds, that'll be available then.
It was on yesterday, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe give a day or two before searching. I don't know how long it takes for them to put it on the Sounds app. But we'll be there.
Yeah. No, it's amazing because it's just good to get out there, isn't it?
Because we obviously upgraded
this year, haven't we?
So. Yeah.
What's on the show? Because it's going to be a World AIDS Day kind of led show, isn't it?
So you've chosen some songs that have got the sort of theme to mean something to us as people living with HIV. It's the first song. Yeah,
Sue and Stephen, just because they can't be on the show today, they just sent over a little choice of song and who they want to dedicate it to. Mm. So we'll be playing that throughout the show and just other songs that I think Silvio is coming on shortly.
We have a wonderful guest, Silvio.
Yes. And Silvio is part of the Surely Gay Chorus, isn't it? It's so many good. Yeah, we'll speak to Sylvia. He's mouthing to me.
There are a lot of gay choruses and choirs in Brighton and Hove, and they're all very good. But sometimes we get the names wrong.
But there's a big
there's
a big concert on with a lot of the choruses on. So should we get on with the show?
Yes, come on.
We'll start with Bruce Springsteen and Streets of Philadelphia, film is so good.
Yeah, from that film. Good evening and welcome back to the HIV Hour on Brighton 97.2 FM and DAB Plus Radio, of course, in the Brighton area. We are very proudly sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies.
Yes.
And please do get in touch with us. If you've got, have any questions or suggestions for the show, you can email us at info@hivhour.org.uk. And our website is hivhour.org.uk.
Oh, you've got down that to a T, Dan.
Yeah. Well, I had to say it on the radio yesterday.
Say it again. It's got bored into your brain.
Yes. So I'm delighted to be joined in the studio with all three of us. It's Silvio Grasso. Hello, Silvio.
Hello.
And I know you from many years ago because we both started in a choir together.
Yes.
Didn't we? So how many years ago was that?
Actually, it would be 20 years on the 17th
no,
of January.
Really?
Yep.
You've not aged a day.
Same to you.
Wow, incredible. So so you're here representing not just the choir that I was in with you, but how many choirs now?
Well, I'm representing all the choirs that are part of the consortium right. of the Waters Day Charity Concert.
Yeah.
So we are 7, 8, depending right. on availability. So,
yeah, yeah. So I forgot to mention, that actually, so you're all coming together on World AIDS Day. What are you doing?
So it's been probably about 15 years now where we all come together and decided to actually celebrate the day with ending the event with a charity concert. It's three main choirs. So it's the actually Gay Men's Chorus, the Brighton Gay Men's Chorus, and the Rainbow Chorus. Mm. And in rotation, we close the concert and choose a mass singing song.
Right.
But we invite all the other LGBTQ plus choirs
as well. Yeah, great. I mean, I have been, not every year. I remember when you came out and it was all snowing. It was lovely. But it's a great way to finish off the sort of commemorations at World AIDS Day, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, obviously, it's a very, you know, quite a sad time for some of us. We've got remembering friends and family members who have passed, who are no longer with us. But it's nice to have a bit of joy in our hearts as we leave and finish the day.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of having so many different choirs, the variety of what they sing, but also they choose different kind of repertoire to cover all the aspect of what might be the feelings of the day,
yeah.
as you said.
Yeah,
we're celebrating the people that are surviving and they are thriving, but also we're remembering people that we lost.
Yeah. I mean, and how many people on stage together, do you think, roughly?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
We'll be more than 200 people.
200 in actually performing?
On stage.
Yeah, so we in a rotation, we have our own slot, each of the choirs, and we also have a guest choir this year as well.
Yeah.
And then together we do a joint song at the end, and it'll be more than 200 people on stage.
That's going to be incredible. I mean, I remember the last time I was in there and you did one number and it was just like a wall of sound of male and female voices just hitting you. It was awesome, really, to use in the proper sense of the word.
Yes, because we don't have the opportunity to actually be together like this. So, and one thing that we were trying to also introduce is an element of get together with other choirs.
Mm.
So fortunately, we've been lucky. Last week, we had the chance to have a joint rehearsal together.
Yeah.
And then Lunch Positive very kindly sponsored the food. And so we had a social hour to be just eating and chatting and comparing notes on
music,
songs.
And music brings you together. But also, I mean, as you quite rightly mentioned, not all the choirs have got much knowledge of HIV or haven't much to do with HIV during their normal sort of yearly sort of repertoire. But they're allies, aren't they? They're coming together from the sort of our communities and sort of in solidarity.
Absolutely. I mean, the element is that we celebrate the World AIDS Day on the 1st of December. But really and truly, there's something that we should be aware all year round.
Yeah.
And that's for anything that we're celebrating and for any kind of Remembrance Day and so on. But we try to encourage people to actually have in mind why they prepare for their own shows, a song that probably is best appropriate for the event.
Mm.
And that's the beauty of them, is like a very, and it can be quite fun, it can be quite some choreography and some be more fun.
I was
going to say, how's the songs chosen then? How are the songs chosen? Is it?
So we allowed all choirs to actually have their own remit and decide what's best for the evening.
Mm, yeah.
And the idea is actually we start
in a way, kind of celebrating, and then we have some more poignant moments, and then we come together with kind of a bit of a, I would say, inspiring, hopefully, and to kind of give a bit of a moment of...
motivating,
And the song that actually we sing this year is probably... because the theme of the concert itself is coming together.
Right.
It's called Together We Are One.
Ah, right. Yes.
So it's quite, it's quite appropriate, really.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to play that at the end of the interview, actually.
Yes, I look forward to that. Yeah. So it's what venue is it?
It's St. Mary's Church, which is virtually 2 minutes away from New Steen.
Right from where the vigil takes place.
Yeah, so the vigil will be from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
And so it's perfect timing just after the vigil. People there... want to do both, they can just walk up the road and they're just there.
And are there spaces available yet for the
audience? There's still space available.
Right.
I would suggest people really to hurry up because it does get sold out.
Yeah, can you pay on the door?
We can reserve a few on the door as well because sometimes people need to.
Yeah.
But they can actually just search on any of the choirs. Mm-hmm. They have their link to buy the tickets online as well. So so it's an easy one to access. It's quite an interesting way to end the day.
And I think it's a wonderful way. Yeah, and it's nice to see you're a firmly established part of the proceedings for the whole day, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we members actually are participating to other parts of the day. So some people actually are reading the names on the evening.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? Yeah.
Which I can't. I would love to, but this time I can't.
Yeah.
But also doing early on, there's a lunch positive lunch day, which some people are going there as well.
Mm-hmm. So it is actually a fundraising concert, isn't it?
And
it's raising money for.
So we Lunch Positive is the actual charity that was chosen, which is a great charity and is local as
really
well, which is
that,
quite important for us. There's someone that they can help the community within our community. It's something that we do on rotation, but also what we do is that we try now to introduce a new choir as well every year. So. On top of what we already have, we're a new choir, actually, it's quite a new one, called Brighton Rocks.
They
only started recently, and they participate into the festival called Hand in Hand, which is like a national...
I've heard of that, yes.
It's a national festival with all queer choirs in the UK and Ireland, and they all come get together every 2 years.
Yeah.
So they signed there for the first time, so they're coming to sing here with us as well. And plus the Sound Voices, which they a staple contributor for World Is Day, and also Kukulele.
Kukulele, all right, with the ukuleles, I guess.
And the Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, really?
So, that's a part
on World Days Day. It could be chilly. Well, as I said, we mentioned the snow.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what's interesting when you mentioned something about the Abina Light, and on the kind of concept, we have invited the Hullabaloo Choir.
Right.
They have many LGBTQ plus members themselves, but they are not specifically just a choir, a queer choir.
Yeah,
therefore, because like, you know, we said it before, HIV and AIDS affect everybody.
Exactly.
And so it's not just a question within our own community.
Yeah.
And so as ally, they come and they are our guest
So their choir members will learn about HIV if they don't know anything already, and then they'll go back into their communities and tell people.
It's
all sharing information and you know, building communities together, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe have chances to do something together again, not just on the World Is Day.
Yes,
it's celebrating other people, choirs as well, isn't it?
Because I know, you know, it can be quite competitive from one choir another. You know,
it's a friendly competition.
Friendly, yes, of course. I remember, you know, some do more show tunes and some like classical music, and you know, some people like both.
But that's exactly the opportunity. You get to see seven different type of styles that are very different from each other, and then afterwards you can decide, you know, well, I might want to go and watch them while their show's coming up, or even better, I want to join one of them.
Recruitment there's lots of sort of byproducts as well.
Sylvie, we're coming to the end of the interview. Is there anything you'd want to just tell our listeners about? Just go over the info if they want to get tickets.
Well, first of all, I was going to say, actually, I came to audition for the weather girl position.
Okay. What's the weather like outside? At the moment, Sylvia.
It's freezing outside, but come with us and we'll warm you up.
Fabulous.
No, I just want to say, please do come and see the choirs and support Lunch Positive. Is on Sunday, the 1st of December. Tickets are still available to all the choirs' websites, but also at the door.
Yeah, and what's the website of your choir?
So it's a Brighton well, actually, the main ticket place is from the Brighton Game and Scholars.
Right.
So it's a brightongmc.org.
Right, okay.
And absolutely everybody is donated their time for free, so wonderful. They can maximise the fundraising. Right, and the price for tickets is only £13.
Right. And there's a raffle as well, I believe.
And there's a huge raffle, which is very popular as well.
I can't resist a raffle.
So thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah, I'm going to play with your recommendation, which is Delta Together We Are One.
Fantastic. Right,
is that right? Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you for coming in.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
And welcome back to HIV Hour on 97.2 FM. He was brilliant, wasn't he?
He was, Sylvia, just to say that you did mention, if anyone's interested in singing, go onto their website, which is brightongmc.org, and if you're interested in joining the choir, then do that.
Yeah. I think Dave's going to come out of retirement for
it. I might do. So the nice thing about singing in a choir is you don't have to be of a fantastic voice. You know, you're singing with other people.
Is that how you got in?
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, if you are fantastic, you can be a soloist. But you know, you're singing with people, not against people, so it's not competitive in that way.
I've always wanted to do it, and I know the accent comes out. I sing like my favourite thing is Opposite Devoted to You by Leaving John. I think maybe my ears aren't as. Anyway, I always thought of doing it.
Why not? Yeah, so I stopped because there was a lot of rehearsals because we were aiming for particular concerts. But you can sort of choose your level of participation.
Yes. So go down and go down and check it out on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're just going to go through some stuff, aren't we? Really, World AIDS Day stuff.
Stuff. I love stuff. Me.
Yeah. Events.
Yeah.
Who's going first? Who wants to put their hand up?
Philip.
Yeah, there's lots going on, isn't there, for World AIDS Day? Mm. I'm personally going to the Elton John gala of his new musical Devil Wears Prada. So it's a fundraiser for the Elton John World AIDS Day Foundation. So I'm really excited for that. Brand new musical in the West End.
I didn't know anything about this. So this is based on the film.
With brand new music. So we'll see how it goes.
Music by him, I take it. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
When does that start? When's that?
It's already open in previews. It's been open about a month. It did a tryout in Plymouth. But this Sunday is their special World AIDS Day gala with a lovely fancy party afterwards at the National History Museum.
Wow.
With all proceeds going to the Elton John AIDS Foundation.
They do amazing work globally, don't they?
That's going to be good. Yeah. But elsewhere, we've got over in Ireland, the beautiful Trinity College Dublin are lighting up red for World AIDS Day, and they'll be hosting PosVibes live podcast fundraisers. That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to light the building up, everyone's going to think, that doesn't know what they're standing for. Why is that building red? And they're going to look it up, and then they'll learn about HIV.
Exactly.
And it's actually, I forgot to mention it on previous episodes, but we're actually doing something similar here in Brighton. So
it's good.
So the World AIDS Day Partnership, which is, all the council and the health authorities and all the charities have asked certain buildings in Brighton if they'd like to go red. So some of the big fountains in the sort of Valley Gardens are going to be lit up red, like the Mazda Fountain and the Dolphin Fountain. The Pavilion, I think they said they're going to do it. The two town halls for Brighton and Hove and other buildings. So especially with these modern lights, it's quite easy just to put some colour filters on and, let's paint the town red.
I always find, though, when coming up to World AIDS Day, that I always kind of watch, I look at people who are wearing ribbons, and there's not that many people, actually.
No.
Obviously, on the day, as you get closer to St. James Street and the Vigil, more people are wearing red ribbons, but I don't know if you found that in London.
It's very close to Poppy Day, isn't it? So you've still got a few poppies around. They come through. Obviously, on World AIDS Day, we were handing them out, and I think there's even some charities are starting to knit them now. So you can...
Yeah.
Barclays are doing it for their staff.
Mm.
They've about 100 members of staff are knitting red ribbons for people and to raise money that way.
So, remember in the early days of the epidemic, every newsreader, TV presenter would be wearing a red ribbon on December the 1st.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying,
St. James's Street, sort of the main sort of gay street in Brighton, you see almost every other person with a red ribbon. But yeah, you're right, I don't see as many as I used to.
Yeah.
I think maybe because people think, because treatment is so successful now,
that people don't think it's as dangerous as it was, which it isn't in a way, but it's still very serious.
But it's like the poppy. You're commemorating people who've been lost. So that's what the red ribbon is, commemorating people. But maybe people aren't, it doesn't affect them in that way.
Yeah.
And you can order them by the bag. You can buy it through Terence Higgins Trust. They send out bags. So if your company or organisation, I had it at a gym that I used to go to, they ordered a few bags. So they had them on reception for when people came in, and a little box to collect money in.
Yeah.
So it's about getting that, like I say, getting people.
Yeah, well, they call it an awareness ribbon, don't they?
Yes.
So it's to raise awareness. So you can wear it all year round. So I used to have a little tradition that I'd wear me poppy in November, but then I put me red ribbon on December the 1st, and I'd wear it all the way up, all the way through Advent until Christmas Day, because it's a time when, after World AIDS Day, everyone's rushing around with other things in their mind. But I thought, no, just for the first few weeks of December, that's when I wear mine.
How you do it.
That's how I do it.
So, David, what have you got on your...
So we're going to just quickly whisk you off to Bristol.
Brilliant.
And obviously, Bristol have put some billboards up around the city to raise awareness about HIV. So, for example, the words on one of the posters says, "My HIV medication means that I'm living my life. I do not feel guilty or ashamed. In fact, I look at life in a more positive way." And the nice thing about these billboards is they are featuring real people. So they're not models, and I think if we look back to as gay men, as... Are you gay?
Yeah. I am.
Yeah. But what broke the sort of...
I'm laughing.
Yeah. But it wasn't until people started coming out that the sort of shame of being gay started to dissipate. So in a similar way, when we did the More to Me than HIV projects, visibility is so important. So if people stand up and say, "I am positive," and people think, and the more people that say that they're positive, the less scary it becomes, because there's no what does somebody with HIV look like? Well, like anybody else.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
So call them brave would not be sort of describing them properly, because yes, they are, because they're standing up and being visible, but they're just like anybody else on a huge big billboard, and there's a little quote from them saying about their HIV. So it's seeing the billboards with a positive message that slaps stigma into oblivion makes my heart soar and beat with hope, said one anonymous person living with HIV. So it's giving people who can't be out about their status or would feel that they can't more hope that they can at some point in the future. That's so a great initiative. So well done to people in Bristol,
and I'm sure there's lots going around the country and worldwide. Did you have another one that I give you?
Have you got a calendar this year?
No, not yet.
I've got a Naked Truth calendar.
Friday. The great people at ACT UP have put together this beautiful calendar which celebrates the history of HIV, and it's to raise money for Positive East, Positive UK and the Albert Kennedy Trust.
Oh yes.
So it's a great initiative. So you can buy the calendar directly at an early bird rate of £12 from the Positive UK website or from Freedom Press. Or you can actually help their crowdfunder, and they've got signed copies for £15, as well as a £30 deal, which includes the Queer Roots Prince book from Dan Glass, who is...
Oh, it was on last week.
He's the head activist at ACT UP, so he's the one that's co-authored the book and helped to collaborate with the calendar.
Right. I mean, it's just £12, that's £1 for a month.
Exactly,
isn't it?
25 like I said.
Pence a week.
Exactly, all that money, and the beautiful pictures, apparently. And it's also got calendar entries paying homage to AIDS history.
Right.
Throughout the year, you'll get significant dates.
Yeah. So we've got a little calendar for the HIV hour, haven't we? And I noticed that last weekend was the anniversary of Freddie Mercury's passing. We have significant dates like that. Remembrance. Yeah.
Celebrate
his life.
It's
for
remembering,
sure.
Remembering. Yeah. Celebrating his life. Yes.
Yeah.
So, as I said at the beginning, Sue and Stephen can't be here, so they've done a little Vox Pops and a choice of songs. So
yeah.
Let's play Sue's little intro and then go into her song. So
yeah.
Here we go.
I would like to dedicate the song Evergreen by Will Young. It reminds me of my partner who died of a HIV-related illness 19 years ago. It was actually our first dance together.
Oh, Will Young. Thanks, Sue, for that. That's a lovely song. Quite. Takes me back to Bob Hagel.
Right, yeah, yeah. But quite moving when you think of why Sue chose it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And Sue's talking at the...
The vigil, isn't she? The vigils. Sue's the main sort of speech person.
Which is
speaker.
Really good.
What's a speech person called? A speaker,
She's a speech writer.
A speecher, yeah.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM, RadioReverb.com and DAB+. If you want to, I'm going to get this wrong, I know. If you want to email us, that's info@hivhour.org.uk. David's
well done.
And if you want to go to our website, that is hivhour at...
No, just dot. It's like our email address, but just take the info at off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, it'll go into my brain.
Tattoo it on your eyelids. Like
thank you very much. Anyway, moving on quickly. So we've got some more events and just World AIDS Day things and to talk about. The Brian AIDS Memorial, which has been going for quite a long time now, hasn't it?
There's actually the name of the sculpture. It's had its 10th anniversary. It was 15 years old, I think.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Roughly.
Yeah. So the photos with Harry Hillary, the Jubilee.
Oh, the AIDS Memorial exhibition.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Just ripped it on. So that's been going for quite a while, hasn't it?
It has, a few years, yeah. And that was, people used to be quite defensive about revealing who the names were that we read out at the vigil, but Harry's project, I think, does them justice because he actually names them and has photographs of significant people or people that lots of people remember.
This year, at the Jubilee Library, he'll be hosting the public display of photos from the 1993 Brighton Remembers exhibition.
Right.
There's fabric panels created in recognition of a person who died from AIDS-related illness. Mm. Brian Hankey quilt.
Right, yes.
So that started on the 25th of November, and it goes up until December the 8th, which Sunday. A big thanks. Harry wants to say a big thanks to the LGBTQ Workers Forum for sponsoring the project and making the exhibition possible.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Harry added that there's a small amount of funds to make new embroidered remembrance panels next year. So if you're interested, get in touch, which I think is the Brighton AIDS Memorial at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're interested in being part of that, then contact Harry.
Mm.
So it's worthwhile going to have a look, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Brighton AIDS Memorial at gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant. David.
So I've got some news here from Lunch Positive. So the grassroots HIV charity Lunch Positive has launched its winter support project, helping people living with HIV in Brighton and Hove face the additional challenges felt by many throughout the winter months. In addition to the regular sort of face-to-face gatherings, social peer and specialist support is provided at the Tuesday Warm Hub drop-in and the Friday Lunch Club. So, you know, not people just think of it as a Friday Lunch Club, but no, a lot more goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the Winter Support Project also brings extra food support. Lunch Positive volunteers will help people by providing delivered food parcels and meals to reheat for people who are isolated at home and unable to get out, and welcome home food parcels for people leaving hospital who do not have support at home. That's so important, isn't it?
Definitely.
Just to know that your community cares. So if you're going to a hospital, you come out and there's nothing even in the fridge, or you're not feeling up to cooking, Lunch Positive are there to support you. So Lunch Positive has added more befrienders to the volunteering team, and they help people stay connected at times when they would otherwise be isolated or feel lonely, because it's, you know, when the weather's not so good, you know, you feel less likely to go out, especially with the storms that we've been having. So people do get isolated. So just having a chat with somebody on the phone can make all the difference to somebody's day, can't it? And then linking with other organisations and support workers, Lunch Positive will also be providing access to warm home and energy advice and help people in the heating crisis. Obviously, a lot of people living with HIV now are over 50. Well, over half of us are over 50. And, you know, so people with limited means...
winter fuel payment cuts, it's a big worry, and the fuel price is going up. So, yeah, well done, that's positive. So if you're living with HIV in Brighton and Hove and are looking for support with staying well this winter, please do contact Lunch Positive at hello@lunchpositive.org. They have a website, lunchpositive.org, or they have a mobile phone that you can call. That's 07 846 464 384.
Thank you. Philip, you've
amazing.
Got...
Amazing, yeah, absolutely.
Can I ask, I know you've got... There's lots of things going up in London that's positive, yeah. But is there anything like... I mean, is it similar to Lunch Positive?
Yeah, it's food chain.
Yeah, so the food chain, do for people living with HIV... They do eating together on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Mm. It's normally a 12-week programme, so you can use it, I think, twice a year to obviously let everybody right. have a fair
yeah.
chance
yeah.
to go along.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. The food is amazing. And it's a really nice kind of chance to get to meet other people. It's based in Stepney Green at the Positive East offices. Mm-hmm. And like I say, you just apply, you'll be submitted, allowed access for up to 12 weeks at a time. And you just get that chance to meet other people living with HIV. It's a very anonymous building. There's no branding outside. So you'd walk past it and not know it was there.
Right.
But once you're inside, it's a really safe space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people use it.
It's been going a long time, hasn't it? I mean,
they've been going
30 years. I was aware of it before.
35 years, I think. Yeah.
I was aware of it before I was actually
positive.
They
do the Christmas special where it used to be they drive and deliver food to people who are by themselves. Now they bring people together. So they have 40 users, service users come in every Christmas, and they have volunteers who, with hire cars, will drive around London to pick them up and bring them into the centre, and they get a present and they get a bag of shopping to go home with as well as a Christmas dinner.
Right.
So it's lovely occasion. Yeah.
It's what people want, because, you know, it's all up there, isn't it?
And they've got a Christmas Carol concert coming up, the food chain.
Right, that's topical. With
exactly, school, so that's coming up in a few weeks' time. They do it every year in Covent Garden, and that is always filled to the rafters, really? Turning people away because they can't get them in.
It's a bigger venue.
Yeah, exactly.
You have something on Sussex Beacon, haven't you?
Yeah, so Sussex Beacon, obviously World AIDS Day, as we said, is about raising awareness, but it is also about raising money and trying to, if you want to help, and there are ways that Sussex Beacon are going to be around Brighton this weekend doing bucket collections. They'll be on Saturday between 8 and 2. They'll be at their branch on St. James's Street as well as the train station. And on Sunday, they'll be at Prowler on St. James's Street. So if you're going to go down and get some Christmas presents from Prowler, chuck a few quid in a bucket.
Yeah.
I think over in London, the Terence Higgins Trust are doing bucket collections all weekend at the Moulin Rouge in Piccadilly. So if you're passing Piccadilly and see the volunteers, the lovely, kind volunteers in their blue vests collecting, do chuck a few quid in.
Yes, it's all worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we have, we're going to have Stephen's choice next. Is that okay?
Of course it is. Love hearing from Stephen.
I'm being very polite.
We love hearing from Stephen.
Yeah, so let's have a listen to Stephen and listen to his choice of.
Hi, everybody. I hope you are all well. It is Stephen here. I know you haven't heard my voice for quite a while, but I am just dropping in to drop my suggestion for a song for World AIDS Day. So mine is Jesus to a Child from the amazing George Michael, who did so much for the community and obviously lost his partner to an AIDS-related condition. So I just wanted to put that song out there and send my love to everybody and hope you're all doing good.
Radio Reverb.
Radio Reverb.
Another good song.
Such a velvet voice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That album's amazing. But I think we're going to do a special for George Michael in the... coming up, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Both Philip and Sue have been preparing for it.
Yeah, we found out a few... I interviewed a lovely lady called Jill from lovelies.help who raised money in honour of George Michael for the fans of George Michael by selling on memorabilia. So she was lovely. It was a great interview. So, that's coming out next month.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, look out for that. Yeah, so we're going to do... we've got this extra special show this week, and then... obviously we were meant to have one show next week, but it's going to be a repeat of this show. So the next live show will be the George Michael one, which is I think it's the 18th. What was the Thursday, the 18th of December? It's the Thursday of that week.
Yeah. Yeah, it all makes sense when it happens. Sense? When it happens, it happens.
It happens, yeah. Yeah,
but it's all in the works, isn't
it? Yes. Mm. Let's be gearing up to Christmas as well, isn't it? You've got World Wednesday and then Christmas is coming up and everyone's just their real thing.
Yeah. So. What I do after the concert, I go home and put my Christmas decorations up to sort of... So if after a day of, you know, being, well, because we've been like this, the week's running up to World Aids Day, you know, you're talking about quite sort of sensitive issues and, you know, then you're remembering people as well. And this is just, I finished the day with a song and a bit of tinsel.
In that order.
Yeah.
And do you have a sherry or
might have a mince pie or a sausage roll. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Christmas is nice. Anyway, well, let's
I like it.
Yes. So, David, have you got anything to...
But in Brighton and Hove or just generally?
Well, we're doing something because
what are we doing on December 1st? Yeah.
So we've got quite a bit on.
So
that day,
together we are at Brighton Museum, aren't we? And we are interviewing Darren Kay, aren't we?
And Mark Ward,
who we had on the show last week.
Yes.
About their books.
The books.
I've got that in first.
How's your book?
Yeah, so there might be some tickets still available. Just sort of search for them on Eventbrite, I think.
I saw Darren at the weekend, and he says, they are quite limited now, but still obviously going to the website.
Literally less than a handful of tickets left. But yes, I'll be there just for about an hour, won't be interviewing them both about their books and talking about, it's the 40th anniversary of the first public meeting that was run into setting up the Sussex Aid Centre and Helpline.
Wow.
So, so that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you want, just check on Eventbrite. I think it's Eventbrite.
Yes.
If you put that Eventbrite and it's, what's it called again? The LGBTIQ History Club, marking World AIDS Day 2024. And it's from 2 till 4.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so there's plenty of time to get to the vigil then after that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be going to the vigil. I'm going to say some names this year, which is such a nice thing to do. It's just a lovely thing to do.
Because obviously we don't read out the names on this show, but I came across a poem. Do you mind if I read
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
So this is a poem I discovered today, and it sort of... I thought, well, it's maybe appropriate. I think it is. So it's written by, it's an invoking poem written by Clarence R. Williams in the good old United States of America. And it was written for the Black AIDS Institute. But I think it includes everybody as well. And it's not just for black people. So this is called We Speak Your Name. For those who suffered in the quiet darkness, covered in shame, not knowing what had possessed their black bodies. A cancer, pneumonia, a virus, no name, no treatment, no chance. We speak your name. For those who refused the first drug of choice, AZT, opting for the homeopathic way and lived in faith, we speak your name. For the women at the well who held the hands, gave the hugs, served the healing soup, and heard the last words, we speak your name. For those who penetrated the clubs, bathhouses, parks, bars, balls, crack houses, sharing condoms, prevention and information, clean needles and options, we speak your name. For those who would not stand down, joining allies to disrupt, protest, insisting on resources for an invisible community, we speak your name. For those who made a way out of no... way rising up organisations to educate, inform, lobby and save black lives, we speak your name. For those public figures who lent their celebrity, railing against the status quo, advocating and demanding more from governments, we speak your name. For the mothers in the name of love who buried the rejected and abandoned sons of some other mother, we speak your name. For those who refuse to be tested, battered by stigma, living freely, reckless, cloaked in fear and denial, we speak your name. For those who danced about it, sang about it, painted it, photographed it, filmed it, and wrote about HIV and AIDS without apology, we speak your name. For those who graduated from AZT to 30 pills, to 14 pills, to 4, to 2, to 1, and now an occasional injection,
partnering with Prep and Pep, and live to talk about it. We speak your name. For those with war-torn clothes, tattered with badges of trauma and unexpressed grief, walking boldly towards a new dawn of hope, hoping for a cure, a vaccination, a world without HIV and AIDS, we speak your name. Mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, cousins, teachers, preachers, doctors, nurses, lawyers, clerks, salesmen, janitors, flight attendants, union leaders, military officers, counsellors, scientists, accountants, mechanics, designers, engineers, rappers, actors, singers, publicists, stylists, news anchors, the countless faceless bodies who lost their fight. We speak your name. We speak your name. We speak your name.
Oh, that's very powerful, isn't it?
I covered a lot. Very
moving.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
that's just come out, has it?
Yeah, it hit me, I think, just a couple of days ago.
Very well read.
Thank you. Yes, well done. You've done that. You did the thing at the.
I did the creative writing course, Words for Wellbeing, with Simon Madrell at Lunch Positive, no less. So yeah, it's got my certainly. I can't write to that standard, but I can. I'm getting better at reading out poems.
Yes, good time. Good time.
Yeah, because before this course, I could only do pameres and limericks.
So we are coming to the end of the show, guys, and thank you for coming on, Philip and David and myself. And World AIDS Day is obviously this weekend, so hope it's.
Wrap up warm.
Yes, and, keep warm.
And yeah.
And remember.
Look after each other and remember. Yeah.
Have you got any final words, Philip?
Just like I say, look out for each other and be kind.
Yes. In a world where you can be anything, be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a bit more left.
Wow. So what? Yeah, we got anything else planned next year? We are looking forward to next year.
Yes, we're going to
shows wise, aren't we?
Actually, I just remembered before we go. Actually, yeah, the social media. We're looking for someone who may be a student or at university who may want to. Take over our social media, volunteer, get some experience.
Yes, yeah.
So obviously get in contact with us at our email, which is info@hivhour.org.uk. Again, we'll push this a little bit and try to get someone on, because I think it'd be a good experience for someone to...
Good
fun.
Because it's like an extra thing, isn't it? Social media, it's another science.
Yeah, because once we've done the show and we've created the podcast, you know, it's constantly, you know, it's reaching people through different ways, isn't it? Like radio, we can reach into people's living rooms, can't we? But obviously, lots of people use social media now on their phones.
Yes,
I'm taking a break from Facebook, so. Yeah, I have done for 2 years now, and I've got more time on my hands.
It does take up your time. Yeah. But it is important for if you're doing a show or anything, isn't it? You have to keep on it, and it'd be nice to pass that baton on to someone.
So it'd be a great opportunity for someone who loves social media and wants to help and share our stories and do all that.
Okay, thank you for listening. We finish on a nice, lovely track, Young Hearts Run Free, and we'll see you in December.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Cheerio.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.